Good evening, everybody. Happy Easter. Christ is risen. I offer a warm welcome to each of you tonight to this evening service. We're calling it a Taizé service. I will explain what that means in just over the next few moments. By design, as darkness starts to settle in slowly over the land, this is meant to be a quiet and contemplative service, really consisting of just three things: scripture, song, and silence. Life gets very noisy sometimes, doesn't it? It seems like we're always connected these days, always on the go, always busy, always filling the time with something. We have more projects than we can ever hope to complete. We have more TV shows than we can ever hope to digest. We lead lives of such busyness. And in that busyness, I'm always afraid that we lose the discipline of silence and stillness in our lives. Silence is deeply needed to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And as we continue our celebration of Easter, the good news of Christ's resurrection, I hope that this time of worship and reflection will draw us closer to the risen Lord. If we've never heard of Taizé before, hands up if you've never heard of Taizé before. Good. It's an ecumenical monastery, ecumenical meaning multi-denominations of the Christian Church, an ecumenical monastery in eastern central France, okay, in the Burgundy region. And the tiny, tiny village of Taizé and the monastery attached to it, it's just north of the village of Cluny in France. So there's our connection to our grouping tonight. In my life, I've had the privilege of taking two separate pilgrimages to the Taizé community. And for me, both occurred during my seminary training, and both were refreshing and much needed and fairly transformative for me. At Taizé, every week at Taizé is Holy Week. Right? Every week is Holy Week, and every Sunday is Easter Sunday at Taizé. It has a special mission to youth and to young people, but all are welcome from every age and stage of life to stay at Taizé for a time of worship, work, rest, and restoration. And in their worship, which happens three times a day, in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, the brothers of Taizé, they focus on scripture, song, and silence. And in these services of worship, we are meant to be drawn into God's presence. We are meant to get out of the way and let God speak into each of our lives. And so tonight we'll have these three elements of scripture, song, and silence. And at first, the periods of silence may seem long, but I hope we'll welcome these times as an opportunity to be disconnected and to truly be still and know that God is God. I'm convinced we need more prayerful silence in our lives. And by design tonight, each song that the band plays will be played more than once. These are meant to be reflective pieces, so feel free to listen, to pray, to sing along as you feel led, and we will remain seated for all of our songs tonight. And at the end of the service, after the blessing, we depart in silence, but feel free to say hello to each other before you depart tonight into the rest of this Easter evening. And so now we prepare our minds and our hearts for worship with a period of silence now. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. When no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plants of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land. There was no man to work the ground, and a mist was going up from the land and was watering the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, If I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created me, my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed. He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
He has given us a'thing that we might seek to lead a guid living life, and letting us ken him for has brought us to guidness and glory. Is his foe he's given us great and precious promises, so you must win a war for the coarseness o' a world, and he a part of God's very netter. For this very reason, you maun do your utmost to see your faith carries the guidness of life. Your guidness maun be held up with knowledge, your knowledge with self-control. With self-control, we can put up with anything, and you can put up with anything, with godliness. And your godliness, we tent for other folk, and tent for other folk we love. Gin you have sick like greed in you, and growing in you, sign kenning where Lord Jesus Christ will keep you for being useless or ill. But a chiel for wind-sick things is blin and short-sighted, and canna mind he was cleaned o' his eldeen wise o' all. Say then, my friends, be a' the mair willing to be keeping in mind as ye gang about your daily dark, that God has called ye and chosen ye. 'Cause gin ye do sick things, ye winna gang wrong, and you'll get the full right to gang into the kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Christ is risen. Go forth this night to love, to serve the Lord. Go forth this night full of the peace that surpasses all understanding. And may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, be upon each of us and upon all who we know, today and forevermore.